we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Hi there. How's it going? Today is Wednesday, April the 11th, 2018. This is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE FM 91.5 or possibly WWBC 1510 AM or the corresponding transmitters that get to your particular area in Brevard County. Thanks for making us your choice on the dial or your choice on the tuner. I guess they don't have dials anymore. We are glad that you have tuned in today to feed your spirit on the Word of God. Do you realize that in doing so, you are sowing spiritual seed? That's what we're talking about, is sowing and reaping right now. It's not just seed time. It is seed time and harvest. And so we welcome you today to the program. We do want to say thank you to the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. If you need electrical, air conditioning, or heating work done any place here in the county, give them a call and have them come out, take a look at your job, and they will do a great job for you. They have been a major blessing to Merritt Assembly of God through the years, and I know that they will do a blessing to you. All three of the businesses that I mention here on the radio are businesses that are represented in our church and that I personally know and deal with. And so I'm pretty conservative on this, on the things that I do there. I like to make sure that I know the people that I'm referring to you, because I want them to represent the kingdom well. And I know that the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric will do that. So give Dennis and Carla a call there, 321-632-9538, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. And I believe that you will be glad that you did when the project is done. This week is also the spring offering fundraiser here at WMIE 91.5. The radio station phone number is 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000. And, you know, they have a pretty conservative goal to try and meet. And I just want to encourage you that if this ministry is a blessing to you, that you remember that without the radio station, the broadcast doesn't go out over the air. And so it would be a mutual beneficial arrangement if the radio station was here so that the Word of God could go forth. They need the financial support, and you and I both benefit from the Word of God that goes forth. And so if the Lord lays it upon your heart to help with this offering fundraiser, which goes to support the everything from the equipment, the maintenance, the transmitters, the utilities, all of that sort of stuff. If it, you know, that's, it's got to come from someplace, and that this fundraiser is what helps to deal with those funding issues. So, yeah, I want to encourage you, if you do call, let them know that you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. If you can't do it today, do it tomorrow. If you can't do it tomorrow, do it Friday. 321-632-1000, and it will be seed time and harvest for you. So we are winding down. We just have a few more broadcasts that we're going to be doing on seed time and harvest. And today I want to take you back to Proverbs. We had talked about, I believe on yesterday's program, about sowing some negative seeds. Today I want to talk to you about a positive reference of sowing in Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 16. A gracious woman retains honor, but ruthless men retain riches. The merciful man does good for his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. The wicked man does deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. So look at that, verses 17 and 18 again. The merciful man does good for his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. The wicked man does deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. And we want to have that certain reward. I am thankful that God is our exceedingly great reward. If there is nothing else that ever happens, God is enough. Okay? When you and I, when we embrace that mindset that says, you know what? God is more than enough for me. Everything that he has already done on my behalf and will, you know, continue to do. If there was never another good thing that happened to me, he's been better to me than I deserved, I'm going to get to spend eternity with Jesus. That's a phenomenal thing. Okay? It is a certain reward. God is not going to be a debtor to any man. It is when God promises something, he says it's going to happen. God is not a person that makes a promise and then he doesn't fulfill it. He's not a person who lies. He is telling the truth. And so when it says that there is a sure reward, it is much along the lines of Malachi chapter 3, where Malachi tells the people of Israel, test me in this, prove me. See if it isn't true. See if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you don't have room enough to contain. Test me and see if in honoring the Lord with your tithes and your offerings and your first fruits, if I will not rebuke the devourer for your sake. Okay, the devourer in a literal sense in that context was a threat to the harvest. And so there are many ways to sow seeds. One of them is to honor the Lord with the according to what God's word says, and that is to honor him with our finances, with our tithe. That's the first 10% of your increase that comes in, your first 10%. And so you're able to go above that. That would be an offering, your first fruits offering, just ways that you want to honor the Lord. And so here it talks about a person who sows a couple of different ways. There is a person who is identified here in verse number 17 as a merciful man, as a person that is full of mercy. Now, it is important to remember that we have been recipients of God's mercy, and therefore we need to be distributors of God's mercy and practitioners of God's mercy. We need to make sure that we are quick to show mercy, not just quick to long for mercy. Okay? Many times there are people who receive mercy and then they go out and show none, and that is a disconnect. That if you look at the parables in the New Testament, Jesus said that the servant who received mercy and then went and refused to show mercy to someone who had a much smaller debt, that person would end up reaping the full extent of the punishment that they were entitled to the first time. Okay, let me define mercy for you. Mercy is me not getting what I deserve. So I'm thankful for the mercy of God. Grace is God giving to us those things that we do not deserve. Mercy is not getting what I do deserve. And grace is God giving to me and empowering me in ways that I do not deserve. So those are two fantastic elements in the kingdom of God. So you and I, we are merciful people, and the harvest of that is it does good for our own soul. Do you realize that being a merciful person has benefit to your mind, to your will, to your emotions, to your spirit? Being a person who practices mercy is healthy. It's not healthy to not show mercy. Now, I've known some people that, they wanted to have this mindset where they would just tear into people at any given point in time. They just did showed no mercy whatsoever, and then they demanded mercy. They had some of the least tolerance for any sorts of disagreements or anything like that. You couldn't look at them. You couldn't tell them anything. And that's a disconnect. Okay. That's not a healthy place to live. And so I want to encourage you that if you want to have a healthy spiritual and, a healthy spirit and a healthy soul, that you be a practitioner of mercy. The opposite is, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. And there are some physical ramifications that can happen if you and I do not show mercy. In the day and time that we live in right now, first of all, I am dumbfounded at some of the things that are taking place in America right now, about how regimented, how strict some people want to be when it comes to Christianity, or being exposed to Christianity. There's getting to be more and more of a cultural hardline that is taking place, it seems, where people are intolerant of any manifestation of Christianity whatsoever. On the same hand, they're extremely tolerant of other things that are harmful to the flesh. So you and I, and I will say this, just because you're a Christian does not mean that you may not have a cruel personality. There can be some people who have operated in a less than charitable, a less than compassionate attitude. Now, I tell people this at Merit Assembly of God frequently. If you've not ever been hurt by a Christian or hurt in church, you stick around long enough and you will either experience it, participate in it, or you will witness it. It generally happens. And so I'm not an encourager of a person who is not merciful. I want to deal with them. I want to bring them from that point of rage and hostility being poured out upon other people. I want to bring people into a place where they are operating from a perspective of mercy. That doesn't mean that it is the end all of end alls. There may be times where you have demonstrated mercy and demonstrated mercy. Theologians refer to what happened in the Old Testament as God would show mercy and he'd show mercy and he'd show mercy. And then it would come to a point where it would be known in theological circles as a point of dread release where God says, fine, have it your way. You never want to hear God say, fine, have it your way. You know why? Because whenever we do it our way, we are doing it the devil's way, not God's way. And there's going to be misery, heartache, and ruin that comes about. A person who is cruel is going to experience hardship and difficulties, not just in a spiritual and a soul, not in just in their spirit and in their soul, but it will also manifest in their physical well-being. Verse number 18 says, the wicked man does deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. This is a reward that you want. And so I want to share with you, by the way, there is a correlation between sowing and righteousness and peace. There's those things are linked together. So if you want a certain reward, a great reward, then you want to sow. You want to sow right standing. You want to sow in right standing with God. You want to sow in right standing with men. You want to sow in the right time. You want to sow in the right soil. You want to sow the right seed. So there's all sorts of things that take place. So one of the things that I experienced here last week was a person took me fishing. I hadn't been fishing in a long, long time. They took me fishing, and ended my 2 or 3 decade drought of catching fish. I had not caught a fish. I was so tempted to go to my parents' pond and grab a fish net and go out there and catch some that they just stocked their pond with, just so I could say, hey, I caught a fish. Even if it was only a 3 or 4 incher, I was going to at least end it. But they took me out, and I managed to catch two bass. It was a lot of fun. But in the process, this brother was educating me. He might not have looked at it as teaching at the moment, but he was, and that was that there was a time after the fish spawn that they go into a sedentary type state. They're just kind of suspended there in the water. They're really not all that active, and therefore there's not much in the way that's going to happen as far as fishing goes. And it was like, I never thought of that. And so you and I, we need to make sure that we're operating in the right time. You could be in the right place with the right bait, the right rod, and the right boat, where the right fish are, and yet it be the wrong time, and you'll come away a little frustrated. Now, he's used to catching a lot more fish than what I am. So I was like, man, I caught a fish. I was just ecstatic that I was able to do that. And it was a catch and release thing. We caught them. We released them right back in there. But it was really interesting to me, because I didn't know about that dormancy or suspended period where he'd say, here's fish right here. You see them? They're all at about the same height in the water, and they're just sitting there. They're not really doing anything. And so you want to make sure that you do it in right. Whenever you sow righteousness, you are going to have a sure reward. And I want to encourage you, once again, if there's anything that you hear me say over the next few broadcasts, is don't miss out on the reward. Don't miss out on the reward. I want to take you to another passage in the New Testament, the book of James, right after Hebrews, James chapter 3 and verse number 18 says this: Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. I believe that when Christians show up on the scene, that the atmosphere ought to change. I believe that the way that we behave ourselves ought to go with us out of the sanctuary and into our workplaces and into our homes. And so here it says that the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. Now, I want you to get that, because it took me a few times of reading it before I understood what was taking place. We talked a great deal about the fruit of the Spirit. This is the fruit of righteousness. And fruit has seed. It has a portion that is there for consumption, and it has another aspect, the seed there that is in it, that is there for sowing. And so God, because of our right standing with Him, He has provided a lifestyle of benefits for our spirit, our soul, our emotions, our will, our intellect. He's provided that, but also He has provided for us things that we can sow. So if we go back to the fruit of the Spirit, we sow love, we sow joy, we sow peace, we sow faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, kindness, self-control. All of those fruit of the Spirit that are there in Galatians chapter 5, whenever you begin to sow those things, what happens is you sow them in peace. And that word peace, it just doesn't mean tranquility. It means not just absence of conflict, but a soundness in every arena of our life. Okay? I love that concept. I don't like conflict, but I am even more thrilled with the concept of being sound in mind, sound in spirit, sound in body, sound physically, sound financially, sound emotionally, sound relationally, sound occupationally, sound now, sound in the future. That's the concept of peace that I want. So it says, by those who, now the fruit of the Spirit is sown in peace by those who make peace. So if you are going to work and you work in a less than utopian workplace, how about we put it that way? Maybe there's some people in your workplace that their normal is what you would call dysfunctional hostility. Okay? If you are working in, or living, I mean, you could be living in, you could be going to school in that type of atmosphere. If you are in that type of atmosphere, I want you to know you're not a victim. God has positioned you as an agent of change. And so you just begin to pray to God. You begin to pray in the Spirit. You begin to ask God to cause there to be right standing in your life, right standing between you and your spouse, right standing between you and God, right standing at church, right standing between you and your boss, right standing between your coworkers. And you go out, you take the fruit of all of that, and you sow in peace. How do you do that? How do you do that? Well, if there's bashing that's going on, you refuse to participate. I was talking with someone. We were mentioning some churches in a certain part of the country. I mentioned a pastor's name, and it's a pastor's name. He's very, very well known. And this brother said, I went to school with him. I went to school with him. And he said, he's always just been a stand-up, upright guy. Now, folks, I want you to understand, whenever you hear something like that about a very high-profile, well-known pastor, you want to hear, but that you want to hear good things, not bad things, okay? And but this is what he said. He said, there was a time when we were in school and that brother stood up for me. There was a bunch of stuff that was going on, and I just refused to participate in it. And that brother stepped up and put a stop to it. And I was like, that's incredible. And so we don't participate. You don't participate in the gossip. You don't participate in the backbiting. Don't participate in the complaining. Don't participate in the undermining of those in authority over you. You don't participate in all of that, and you sow blessing. You sow peace. Did you realize that a gentle answer turns away wrath? Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns away wrath. And so if you can find something about that individual that you can turn and say, you know what? It is, no one wears that color quite the way that you do. If you can find something to shift the conversation, you will find that if you're not always going to be able to change everybody with some positive reinforcement, but you can begin to sow into that situation. A seed begins to grow. You won't see instantaneous, or you may not see instantaneous. Maybe you will. But sowing realizes that there may be a delay between the time that the seed is sown and the harvest that comes. I tell people, if you're in that situation, pray for them, pray for God to bless them. I believe that the first blessing that a person experiences in their life is the blessing of repentance. I believe repentance is a tremendous gift from God. And so if you begin to sow into the atmosphere, sow into their spirit, I'm telling you, the Word of God never misses its mark. Sow the Word of God. Sow in prayer. And in doing so, you're going to reap a harvest of peace. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. The United Nations has peacekeepers. The kingdom of God has peacemakers. Peacemakers go into a situation where there isn't peace and say, you know what? The kingdom of God can change this situation. I believe that he can change that situation. Let me take you to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, and let me just read the entire beatitude here. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Did you get verse number 9 there? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. It's not something that naturally comes to our human carnal nature. Revenge comes easily to our carnal nature, where we want to reach out and lay hands on people and pray for them until dead, and if God wants to raise them up, that's his business. No, that's not the way that we want to operate. We want to operate in peacemaker. The children of God come into the situation and they say, you know what? Right where I'm standing, it's a different domain. This is the kingdom of God right here. God is dwelling inside of me. The king is present, and where he is kingdom territory. And so I encourage you, if you've got a hostile workplace or a hostile home, when you get a quiet moment, you go in and you declare the kingdom of God over that place. You say, God, we are going to have peace in this place. The devil is not going to prevail. God is going to prevail. And you be a peacemaker. So in righteousness, the fruit of righteousness sown in peace will make peace. It's in the word of God, and I believe it. And I expect to see it come to pass in your situation. Don't forget the spring offering fundraiser going on now through Friday. If you would like to be a part of it, 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000. Call in and let them know that you are going to be a faithful partner with them over the next 6 months. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and we will see you next time here on Refresh. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website.
And we are going to cut into the last moment or so of this program here. Time now is 8:59 on this Wednesday morning. Paul Esposito with you, station manager of WMIE Radio. God bless you. Hope you enjoyed that program. Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. We are in the middle of our fundraiser here today, and it is the middle. It's hump day, Wednesday morning, almost 9 o'clock. We're getting ready for Adrian Rogers. I want to thank June, who has phoned in her pledge. Actually, she left it on my answer machine because I was already gone. Thank you so much, June. When we add her $50, we are at $23,813. That's where we stand on our way to raising $30,000 this week. Our remaining balance is $6,187. So if you've been waiting toward the end, or if you had forgotten, or if it has slipped your mind, I'm here to remind you today that this is the week and this is the time where we're raising the money we need to continue to broadcast here at WMIE. Seek your partnership. The number here is 321-632-1000. We have a remaining balance of only $6,000. $187. 632-1000 is the number. I'm here all day to take your phone calls today.